KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's cloudy and 10 degrees above zero. We look forward to be mostly cloudy with a chance of flurries this morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy this afternoon, a high of 16. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Police in Council Bluffs last night updated their information with regard to a hit-and-run incident that occurred on the South Expressway Saturday night. Authorities say 45-year-old Billy Rowe of Council Bluffs admitted to being involved in the incident that happened just before 8 p.m. Saturday in the northbound lanes in the 2200 block area of the South Expressway. During the event, 20-year-old Kane Fiddler of Council Bluffs was struck by a silver or gray pickup with a business logo on the doors, possibly a large letter C with a tree symbol. The accident happened as Fiddler was alongside the road due to a previous fender bender accident. For his role in the accident, Rowe was cited for failure to maintain control, leaving the scene of an injury accident, and having no insurance. He was released on those citations. Officials of the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad have confirmed a BNSF train derailed near Shenandoah Tuesday. According to reports, a wheel of the train slipped off the track, causing a locomotive to become detached from three rail cars. The incident happened on the tracks near Porter's Lake off of Highway 48. A Shenandoah police officer contacted BNSF officials regarding the derailment. No other details are currently available. Police in Red Oak conducted a traffic stop in the vicinity of North Broadway and West Reed Streets at around 8:40 p.m. Tuesday. As a result of that stop, 25-year-old Shiloh J. Major of Red Oak was arrested for driving under suspension with three withdrawals in effect. Major was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on bond amounting to slightly more than $566. The Harlan Police Department yesterday reported three arrests took place last week. On February 19th, 19-year-old Juan Carlos Lara Juarez and 24-year-old Brett Allen Valentine, both of Harlan, were arrested following a call about a disturbance. Lara Juarez was arrested on assault, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia charges. Valentine was arrested for gathering where a controlled substance is unlawfully used. And 47-year-old Wade Michael McFarland of Harlan was arrested on the 19th on an active Shelby County warrant. He was transported to the Shelby County Jail. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa said yesterday 37-year-old Jamie Lynn Opelia of Council Bluffs was sentenced February 19th to 3 months in prison for Social Security representative payee fraud. The U.S. District Court Judge John Jarvie also ordered Opelia to serve 3 years of supervised release following her prison term and to pay a $100 to the Crime Victims Fund. She must also pay restitution to the Social Security Administration in the amount of $22,552. On October 3rd of 2018, Opelia pleaded guilty to the charge and admitted that she had applied for and was granted Social Security benefits to support another person, but converted most of the funds from Social Security to her own personal use. The matter was investigated by the Office of Inspector General for the Social Security Administration, and the case was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. A Southeast Nebraska man has pleaded not guilty to stealing thousands of dollars worth of brass from his former employer. Nemaha County, Nebraska District Court records say 26-year-old Justin Hurd of Auburn, Nebraska, entered the pleas on Monday to 11 counts of burglary and three of theft. A trial date has not been set. A court document says surveillance shows Hurd loading brass into a vehicle at Magnolia Metal in rural Auburn. Investigators say he sold the brass for nearly $14,000 to a recycler in Council Bluffs. Records say the crimes began occurring in August. In the funeral announcements, Harvey Wallace, age 86, of Fontenelle, died February 16th. Funeral services for Harvey Wallace will be today at 10:30 at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Francis Pauley, age 89, of Harlan, died Monday. Funeral services for Francis Pauley will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Barbara Jo Schroyer, age 82, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Barbara Jo Schroyer will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Natalie Rucker, age 104, of Exira, died Monday at Exira Care Center. A family visitation for Natalie Rucker will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Lawrence Iltz, age 94, of Cumberland, died February 21st. Funeral services for Lawrence Iltz will be Thursday at 1:30 at the Trinity Christian Church in Bridgewater. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Glenda Langer, age 86, of Hancock, died Saturday. Funeral services for Glenda Langer will be Friday at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauley Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Lisa Sickles, age 78, of Fontenelle, died Saturday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Lisa Sickles will be this Friday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Margaret Ann Shano Johnson, age 85, of Oakland, died February 23rd in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Margaret Johnson will be Friday at 11 a.m. at the Reekin Veith Funeral Home in Oakland. John Harlan Jake Rote, age 71, of Stewart, died February 10th. A gathering of family and friends and memorial service for Jake Rote will be Friday at 11 a.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Wayne Fassel, age 79, of Earlham, died February 23rd. A visitation for Wayne Fassel will be Saturday from 10 until 11 a.m. at the Earlham Presbyterian Church, followed by a memorial service at the church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has the arrangements. Evelyn Karras, age 89, of Messina, died February 21st. Funeral services for Evelyn Karras will be this Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Greenfield Gospel Chapel. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. George Marnon, age 78, formerly of Anita, died Wednesday in Missouri. Memorial services for George Marnon will be held Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Anita. Ethel Armstrong, age 97, of Fontenelle, died Monday at Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Ethel Armstrong will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. Sharon Blanchard, age 61, of Fontenelle, died Sunday. A celebration of life for Sharon Blanchard will be next Monday at 11 o'clock at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church with a luncheon to follow. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has the arrangements. And Clara Teresa Bledsoe, age 89, of Glenwood, died Tuesday. A celebration of life for Clara Bledsoe will be May 3rd at 2 p.m. at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.